With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is celebrating God's faithful work through the Psalm 139 Project in 2022. The ERLC's ministry to provide ultrasound technology to pregnancy support centers and train staff members in its use. They have placed or committed to place 27 machines in 9 states in 2022. That surpasses the previous annual high of 25 in 2021. The total of 52 exceeded the goal of 50 placements established leading to the January 2023 anniversary of the 50th year since Roe v. Wade. The ERLC partnered with Baptist state conventions in Alabama, North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia in making placements. They also partnered with former pro football player Benjamin Watson and his wife Kirsten, the North American Mission Board, and the Tennessee state government. The group also focused on digital media in 2022. Their digital public square provided multiple resources intended to help churches as well as government and business leaders to respond to technological challenges in ways that support religious freedom and free expression. The project's production in its inaugural year included a book as well as a weekly podcast and newsletter, with more books and resources on the way very soon.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Chris Turner with the Tennessee Baptist Convention hopes churches will mark 4 distinctives as they begin a new year. He says after studying God's Word, he comes back to these 4 traits that he believes are necessary for a healthy church: humility, repentance, prayer, and proclamation. Humility is the first step, he says, in approaching God, and the Bible talks incessantly about God's expectation that Christians be humble. Genuine humility, he says, produces genuine repentance. Each perpetually produces the other. He then moves to prayer. Theologian E. M. Bounds said 4 things let us ever keep in mind: God hears prayer, God heeds prayer, God answers prayer, and God delivers by prayer. Proclamation is the 4th in 2 Chronicles 6:32 and 33. It is the sanctity of the temple and the holiness of God's people that is a proclamation to those who don't know God. Read the full piece at our website, baptistpress.com.